Great to have Dean Lester with us on the Friday Form. We love his company on a Friday morning every single week. And when there's Group 1 racing, it's even better. He's back again to help us out. Dino, good morning.
Good morning, Daniel.
Group 1 activity, it's been happening the last couple of weeks. Are we bullish? Are we confident? Or are we a little bit gun-shy after difficulties that played last week at Caulfield?
Yeah, it was a little bit of a challenge last week, but I think more excited for the rematch of Alligator Blood and Catalyst and Chenier. I think that race, the Australian Guineas, is just going to be of the highest quality, and these horses, they're just purely good racehorses, and we get to see them in action again tomorrow.
Will you, as a bit of a sidebar, will you be watching the football tonight, or you'll be at the Valley? Will you be watching the Valley?
I'll be doing a little bit of the channel surfing.
Sounds about right, I reckon. Sounds about right. Now, Nick Quinn is that guy from the tab who's normally with us in the studios providing coffees because he doesn't win very often with his bets.
Well, he was offering a whole full breakfast.
There was a suite of
continental
pastries.
Breakfast.
Yes. I don't think his little investment got up either, just by the way.
No, it didn't.
No surprise to see him boycott the studio this morning and take us from afar. Nicholas, good morning.
Good morning, Daniel. I'll make sure I have a nice beverage and some food when I'm back in the studio next week.
Yeah, that's the old chestnut, that is. That's an old chestnut that we're not going to fall for, Dino. We're not falling for that garbage. Absolutely. Righto, so let's have a look at Flemington tomorrow. Headquarters is always good fun, and when there's Group 1 racing, it's even more so. And for those first-time players on the Friday Form, what we do is have a look at the quaddie legs and give you a chance to just get your eye in with some of the expertise from two of the greats in racing. The first leg of the quaddy tomorrow is the ATA Bob Hoisted Handicap over the 1,000 metres at headquarters down the fabulous straight there at Flemington. And we've got 11 going around, Dino. Some names that we're all very familiar with in this race. And the favourite in number 6, Fabergino, with Jordan Childs in the saddle, around about 340 at tab.com.au.
Yeah, and the fascination of the race too, Daniel, because she's over from WA. She's a very quick mare, very good fresh, hasn't raced since the Summer Scorcher over there, Carnival, and she'll give a good sight, just a matter of how she handles the straight, etc., but she's right in the mix. But that's the key, is that we're 24 hours out trying to work out how they'll play the straight. They don't know 35 minutes out, the jockeys, how they're going to ride it. So it makes it very, very tricky. I'm going with Embrace Me, number 8. I think both of her runs this time in have been terrific. And Damien Oliver stays aboard here with her. And I'm going to go with her to beat God of Thunder, number 4. I thought his first up win had merit. And he's got good Melbourne form when he's been down here. Chances, though, to 7, Gift of Power. He's got a massive weight turnaround on Soothing from one of the last times they met and can sprint well fresh. Soothing's there with a chance because she has one down the straight, and I'm putting Fabergino in. She's very, very quick. At some stage, I think she'll set up a big lead and just might keep going. So a pretty open start to the quaddie.
Righto, Quinny. We've got an unknown from the West coming over. They've had good history coming over in the last couple of seasons. They picked their races pretty well, it seems. What's the market say about Fabergino?
Fabergino, a 340 market leader. God of Thunder, 440. Soothing, 480. There's been money at longer odds for number 3, William Thomas, who's been 19 into 13. Dino, did you leave out number 4, God of Thunder, with that quaddy?
No, second elect.
Second elect. But you did leave out number 3, William Thomas. Maybe the 1,000 first up, or you just have a few ahead of the horse that was a little bit catching and testing for punters at time last preparation.
I thought, I think the 1,000 tempo will suit him. He'll be strong late, but whether from the inside draw he'll be back and have too much to do, but he was the one I reluctantly left out.
Right. Any moves for anything else, Quinny?
Not overly, no. Mm-hmm. Most of the money has been with a top couple in the market. Gift of Power, the former Kiwis, trimmed up from 12 into 10.
Righto, so a bit of an open start, a bit of an unknown, as Dino was talking about with how the straight's going to play, and the unknown from the West too, just throwing a little spanner in the works. But Rama, you have one job on the Friday Form every single week, and that is to read the numbers as they are given by the great Dean Lester. What are the first leg numbers, please?
8, 4, 7, 1, and 6.
8, 4, 7, 1, 6 in the first leg. The second leg is why we're all so excited. The Kennedy Australian Guineas at $1 million 3-year-old Group 1 set weights event over the mile. And we've got the resumption of what we hope is going to be a terrific rivalry for a couple of years to come. Alligator Blood going head-to-head with Catalyst. We've got Delasane in there as well. Alabama Express in hot form. And Chenier, as Dino said before, was a really interesting runner in this after the last time these horses met, Dino. How do you assess the form from the last time out? And a couple of different form lines coming in to get your selections for this race.
Yeah, well, Daniel, the key here is that Alligator Blood and Catalyst have had sort of little breaks in their preparations, but they've been up essentially for a fair while. And whether Chenier, who's had that long spell, was closing off very nicely at his first up run, whether he can actually peg them back, and he's relatively fresh on the scene. So, look, I'm trusting that form line. I just can't tip against Alligator Blood. I just love his determination when the fight was on last start in the CSA Stakes. He just wanted the win. Catalyst will be better for that run, I'm sure. He's going to be a major stumbling block, and be no shock to me if Chenier beat them both. I would have loved to have seen him in a bigger field, 12 or 14 horse field, bit more, not as tactical, because he's still very raw. He's the sort of horse that the other day, he just couldn't sprint off the back of them, but on the line he was so strong. I think the 1600's going to suit, but they're the three for me. Good horses in the race. Delasane drawn for a better run, but I just think he might be looking for further. Alabama Express is off the CF Horse Stakes, so he's a good talent, and the horse from WA in Superstorm has got a big finish on him, but whether he can give away a start to these horses and beat them, I would very much doubt. So I'm trusting the three horses out of the CSA Stakes.
It's very rare for me to get involved in this activity.
Well, normally you're asleep under the couch.
But I wanted to ask Dino about Alligator Blood, because listening to David Van Dyke yesterday, just when he was with Michael Felgate, the concern about the gut buster that they had when they went sort of, you know, down the straight in that duel, does that worry you at all, Dino?
It wasn't from the get-go, though, Adam. It was a building speed, and yeah, they did go at each other for the last 400, but it wasn't our Waverley Star and Bone Crusher where they took off 1,200 from home. It was a building speed, and then they just really hit their straps the last 400. So I'm hoping he's got one more big run at least in him. I wouldn't be rushing to back him for the All-Star Mile after hearing that interview yesterday, I'm thinking that he's such a warrior that I think he can get the job done again.
It was a great insight, Daniel, just listening to both David and, the trainer and the jockey sitting there talking to Michael yesterday. It was really, really good radio. If you haven't heard it, jump on the website, rsn.net.au, just to get a great insight, not only into the horse, but the trainer, the jockey, and just the preparation going into this, considering what had happened in the CSA Stakes.
Quinny, bringing you in here, the market's firmly in favour of, well, not firmly in favour, but Catalyst has again, favouritism from tab.com.au punters, even after the loss to Alligator Blood and the CS Hayes. Are you expecting that to change?
Look, not really. I'm surprised at how strong the money for Catalyst who's been, who's now a 260 market leader. Alligator Blood, a 310 second elect. Alabama Express at 6 with Chenier Delasane, best the rest at $15. Two questions for the great Dean Lester. Dino, one, are you surprised at the price differential between the top two, and when was the last time you remember such an exciting lead up to a race in terms of two absolute superstars? So mine, it takes me back to the 2016 Cox Plate with Winx up against Hartnell.
Yeah, well, I probably agree with that, Nick, and it was probably started 2 weeks ago. We had great interest in their clash 2 weeks ago, and because they delivered so strongly, tomorrow's going to be a great race. And yeah, I can understand that the thought that Catalyst maybe at 1600, that win in the Guineas in New Zealand was outstanding, that he's only had the two runs in, but he's only had a relatively short break too. So, they're two and I think three very good horses. I'm not leaving Chenier out of this discussion at all, because I think if he gets it right on the day, he's got the talent to match it at least with these two and maybe even beat them.
From a price perspective, we've got Catalyst currently $260, Alabama Express at $6 with Chenier, Alligator Blood at $310. Do you think Chenier might trim up a little bit, or do you think it's about what they're going to jump now?
Yeah, he'd be the one that I think might trim a little bit. I think if there's going to be much of a move, but the structure of the field's been pretty well set for a week or 10 days, so I think the market's pretty much the same as well.
And just weighing up, just for those playing at home, Dino, more from a form perspective, weighing up the win of Alabama Express, Wait for Age against the older horses in the all, and coming back to 3L Company here against clearly some outstanding competitors. How do you put weight on the Wait for Age victory in terms of the form reference and why you would or wouldn't select him for this race?
So he's the one I thought did have a really hard run last start. He was three wide working and was really tough to the line. It was a really brave win, but he had a very hard run. He's had 3 weeks to recover. He goes to the 1600 for the first time. That would be my little query, that even though he's only had the two runs in, he had a really hard run last start. So if he's over that, he's certainly somewhere in the mix as well, because as you said, he beat the older horses last time out.
It's going to be a great race, this Running Guineas over the mile tomorrow at headquarters. So, Rama, those numbers, please.
One question from Whitey and he's gone.
What's he doing?
He's just disappeared.
He just took off.
He's disappeared. Right. Those numbers, race 7, 1, 4 and 7.
Righto, we are two legs down of the quaddy tomorrow for Australian Guineas Day at headquarters. What we'll do is we'll get to a break, 16 past 7. We'll come back with the last two legs, the formula bet for Dino's little all-up, little double, which we love, and then even more so, the Rama Ruffy.
It's on this week, Dino. I can feel it.
Oh, I've got a feeling there's something happening today in the Rama Ruffy. I've got a feeling about it. So we'll find out what it is a little bit later on. But we'll get to a break. The last two legs, the formula bet and the Rama Ruffy still to come on the Friday form for Guineas Day on RSN 927. It is on a Friday morning, and it's very nice to have you on board wherever you are listening across the globe, rsn.net.au, the RSN app, which if you haven't got, you need, because unbelievable access to everything that's possible in the world of radio, pretty much on the RSN app, the digital channels as well. At your app store, just download it today, and you'll be absolutely pumped for the sporting weekend or the sporting day every single day. Or, of course, you can listen on the traditional wireless, as many people do. Great to have our friends in Tassie on board. We're having a look at the Flemington Quaddy tomorrow with Dean Lester, the world's greatest form analyst, and Nick Quinn, that guy from the tab. We're two legs in to the Quaddy, which means we need to get to race 8, the third leg of the Quaddy, the Blamey Stakes, again over the mile. And we've got 9 going around, Dino. 50 stars for Hayes Debenig. Is favourite at tab.com.au.
I think he should be too, Daniel. He won this race last year. I thought he was terrific first up in the race we were just talking about, the Ore Stakes behind Alabama Express. He doesn't really fire at Caulfield, but that was a good run. But Flemington, he's a winner here of this race, as I mentioned, and second in the Cantala in the spring and fifth in the McKinnon. I think he's got the right credentials. It looks a race devoid of a lot of speed. He can probably race a bit handier than we've often seen. I think he's the one to beat. I think Guizzo will run well. I really liked him last start, and he ran third, but Miss Siska has gone on to win the Peter Young since then, so the form's good, but he didn't get clear at any stage, and the race sort of passed him by. I thought he ran really well, and I think he's the main danger at a bit of a price. 5, Ring-a-ding-ding. I don't know if he really enjoyed being cluttered up in amongst them last start. He can improve. 7, Night's Watch. He just needs to win another race, simple as that. He's a good talent, but he misses the start, and he needs luck. But Flemington does probably suit, and maybe 3, Admiral's Joker. I don't know if he's right at his best, but gets to 1600 third up, and he's probably ready to fire. But I think 50 stars is the one to beat. Guizzo's a bit of value.
Quinny, what's happening in the market?
Guizzo's attracted support at $8, 50 stars, a 360 market leader. And there's been money for the punters, Pal Galaxy Raider, who's been $13 out to 15, back into 13. Two quick questions. Dino, number 7, Night's Watch. You mentioned needs another win. You've got the horse in your quaddy, but not in your top 3. So, again, maybe the jury's out just a wee bit. And I see you've left out Sosie Bond. Any concerns there, or just a case that you can't put them all in?
Probably can't put them all in. He's going to get a good run, Sosie Bond, and he'll run well. He's running consistently. With regard to Night's Watch, that's the key. You know, he's missing the starts of the problem. He gets into an awkward spot, and he's just constantly overbet. If he puts it all together, he can win a race like this for sure. But, gee, he's very well found again tomorrow.
Rightio, Rama, can you please give us an update on the numbers? Thank you.
Race 8, 2, 8. 5, 7, and 3.
2, 8, 5, 7, and 3. Before we leave that race, just going through the, when I was reading the favourite 50 stars training combination, the Hayes Dabney. Dina, do you know when it's just going to be Hayes and Dabney because David's off?
Not till, I think, about May or June, I think.
Right, okay.
I think, yeah, it's because, you know, David starts training there in September, I think, and then so he'd want to get over there a bit before and sort out the horses and get ready for the new season.
With David gone, we'll get the A set plus more slabs.
Oh, slabs from Benny. Yeah. Benny will be making sure we get plenty of access to the slabs. It's a good race with good trainers that won the Blamey Stakes. So Alexander, Hayes, Davenick, Valor, Friedman, McAvoy, Waller, Purcell, Begg, all training the runners in the Blamey Stakes. So that is a good horses and good stables race, the Blamey tomorrow, which leads us into the last leg of the quaddie, the last one. It's also the Get Out Stakes. Different combo, though. 1,200 metres down the straight. We're not sure how it's going to play just yet, as you heard Dino talking about before. There are 14 going around. If you go down to a number 11 for Johnny Sadler with Mickey D in the saddle, you'll find the favourite. Second up tomorrow, Dino. It's a great name. A big night out. It's 4:40 at tab.com.au.
Yeah, I'm a real fan of this horse, Daniel. After he ran first up, I made him the horse to follow on correct weight. And I think I'd love to have seen him step up maybe a little bit in trip, but he'll be so strong late and he seemed to handle the straight very well first up. I'm going with him, but good chances to Nico, number 5, who comes through the same form line. I think he's got a very good chance for the Maestro. 7, Chicago Cub, just having a great preparation and seems to like the straight. Drops a lot in weight on that win last start, but chances also to 1, Just Highfalutin, who's got a big weight, but she is a classy mare, and 2, Fox Hall. Just thought he was over the odds. Ran okay second up. That's a very good form reference, and he could run a bit of a race. But, yeah, I think Big Night Out's very well suited here to win second up.
Quinny, what do you got for us in the market, please?
Tomiko heads the market at 4:40. Big Night Out, a 4:60 second leg. Now, Dino has got number 2, Fox Hall, in his numbers there. And David Gately gave a good push for this horse as well and has been a firmer at big odds, $34 into 23. Probably the best long shot on the card at Flemington tomorrow. It might be a good cheeky way to end the day.
Hang on a second. Are you trying to infiltrate the Rama Ruffy territory with that sort of combination, that sort of conversation then?
No, I'm not, for one very good reason. I know it's not the Rama Ruffy.
Righto. Well, don't let Gator think he's got a chance to just get his Ruffies into the Friday form. We have one man and one man only giving his Ruffies in the Friday form, and that is Dean Lester.
Yeah, but when Dino and Gator give a good push for a Ruffy, it's just like ice cream with topping.
And sprinkles. You've got to have sprinkles on top when you have the ice cream and topping, Rama. Rama!
Race 9, 11, 5, 7, 1, and 2.
Righto. So you know what's going to happen, Rama. There's going to be someone who's just caught the end of that conversation who's going to say, oh, bloody hell, I've missed the numbers. Can Rama please go through it again for me from the start, please, for the quaddie tomorrow at Flemington?
Okay, race 6, 8, 4, 7, 1, and 6. Race 7, 1, 4, and 7. Race 8, 2, 8, 5, 7, and 3. Race 9, 11, 5, 7, 1, and 2.
Righto, they are your numbers for the quaddie tomorrow at Flemington. Now, it's a question without notice, boys. There's some outstanding racing in Sydney tomorrow, too. We've got 2 Group 1s up there, the Surround Stakes and the Chipping Norton. Quinny, I might go to you firstly for the markets on those two races if you get a chance, because everyone loves a Group 1 affair. And Sydney Racing is always good fun to get involved in as well. What for the Surround and for the Chipping Norton, who are the movers and who are the favourites, please?
Race number 6 is the Surround Stakes. Funstar, a 3:40 market leader. Flit at 3:60. Probabil 4:80. Lie at 6. I reckon Flit is a big chance to get a run in the All-Star Mile if she does win tomorrow. So maybe have a coin on her at the $26. Well, Tiao Cow Shark, can he win his first race in Australia? He's a 2.70 drifting favourite in the Tab Chipping Norton Stakes. Dreamforce, a $5 second elect. Avilius, 6.50. Fierce Impact at 7. Dino, do we have a luck tester up in Sydney tomorrow?
Flit into Tiaka Shark for me.
Ooh, okay.
I thought Flit was outstanding first up, and I think the blinkers might have been the key there, and she can win again, and Tiaka Shark should be able to beat that field. He's beaten most of them before, so I think he can win.
You were pretty confident on that too, Dino. You stepped straight into that.
Yeah, why not?
So, Quinny, for those playing at home, I'm not sure if you've got your calculator with you. If there was to be a Sydney sort of formula bet, just for the punters out there who are listening, what would 6-1 into 7-3 look like with the multiplier?
$10.26 pre-multiplier.
Oh, $10 if you don't mind. Righto, that might get a dollar from mine a little bit later on. In fact, maybe during the break. That's what.
No.
Well, what are you saying now?
Well, I noticed with interest number 7 is in the surround is scratched. How romantic.
Oh, the shark. What's the shark doing?
He will be devastated not going to Sydney this weekend.
He will. We'll have to find out more about that with Blue Eyes on Racing Pulse for the Friday Form Focus with the shark. We'll see what that's all about. Dino, speaking of formula bets, one of the great things we do here on The Breakfast Club and what you've done for many years is give the punters a chance through your eyes earn some cash on the weekend with a little double. What do you got for us tomorrow for the formula bet and who are you playing for?
We're playing for Franny Oaten of Bentley East, and for Franny, a $40 win bet, race 2, number 4, King of Lear Grants, $40 the win, race 4, number 2, Sylvia's Mother, and a $40 all up of the two. Race 2, number 4, into race 4, number 2, for Franny Oaten of Bentley East.
Good luck to you, Franny. Race 2, number 4, Quinny, into race 4, number 2, pre-multiplier?
Pre-multiplier, $9.12. That is a big setback for me because I made King of Lear Grants the lay of the week in the paper, and the jockey sent me a text message telling me I've got that one wrong. And King of Lear Grants will be winning. So, Dino, once again, snatch me there.
So who's...
Damien Lane.
Right. Oh, yeah, okay. So you've made it... Can you explain why you've made it the lay of the weekend? If you're going to put it out there and certainly back over it like you just did then, why have you made it the lay of the weekend?
No, I thought, I'm going toe-to-toe with Dino. This always ends with me needing the trainer to throw in the white towel as I'm on the canvas, but I thought I had every chance against Ryan Spinn. The last start was pretty short in the market against what I thought was a better field tomorrow.
Okay, righto. So that'll be winning, no doubt. that's what I love. You know what, Rama? This is what you know what's happened here.
There's a lot of races.
There's a lot of races we've covered here.
Yes.
A lot of races.
A couple in Sydney.
The four legs of the quaddy. We've got race 2 and race 4 involved in the formula bet. So there's 6. Then we've got a double in Sydney. So there's 8 races we've got covered tomorrow. And then we're still waiting for the Rammers Ruffy, which may or may not be in one of those races. I'm not quite sure. But it's 8 races already that we've got won.
What a Saturday.
We're just in the queue already. Dino, can you help us out with a Rammer Ruffy?
Yeah, well, I mentioned him earlier. He's my second pick in race 8, but I think he's over the odds, and that's Guizzo. Race 8, number 8.
And around about $8. Is that right, Quinny? Did you say?
That's exactly right. $8, and he's so consistent, Guizzo. Hopefully can run into the money again. Even $2.40 to run a place.
Race 8, number 8, $8. That's $888 sort of stuff. That's good luck in any language. Dino, great to have you with us on the Friday Form. Cannot wait to see what happens tomorrow at Flemington. Look forward to more of your analysis on RSN 927. Go get them.
Terrific. Thanks, guys.
All the best. Dean Lester with us, the world's greatest form analyst. Now, there's some feedback coming through. Feedback coming through for race 2 at Flemington for a horse called Dabir.
This is why the shark is staying in Melbourne.
Oh, is that right? Okay, yeah. The Sharks staying in Melbourne to see Dabir, number 2, race 2, number 2, tomorrow for the Chris Waller stable.
And then?
Irish horse. Look for an Adelaide Cup trial.
Romantic is next week.
How romantic next Saturday in the CUNY, says our man the Shark. Okay, righto, some feedback coming through. I'm sure we'll talk more about that after 8:30 with Blue Eyes on the Friday Form Focus. Quinny! You didn't come through with the pastries, which Whitey's very upset about, to the point where he stormed out of the studio after his one question, which was unusual in itself.
It was a good one, though.
It was a good one. Don't get me wrong. You're all about quality. You missed last week, but what can you do for us this week?
Geez, I love Sylvia's Mother. Race 4, number 2, she'll be winning. And race 5, number 1, Age of Chivalry at $3.60. Hopefully I can get back in Damien Lane's good books with that one.
So is that a double?
Yeah, why not? Right. I'll bring you food regardless. I've got to get back in the good books. I'm about to have a chat to David Van Dyke. That's why I'm not with you this morning. And Alligator Blood looks absolutely beautiful.
Magnificent. Well, we're looking forward to a great day tomorrow at Flemington to see Alligator Blood go head-to-head again with Catalyst. Who knows if Alabama Express or Chenier will spoil the party. But regardless, it's going to be a great day. And that little double from you is going to make the punters happy as well, which means we've got 9 races covered now, Rama. 9, which is perfect.
Christmas.
Nice to chat to you as always, Nicholas. We'll do it a little bit later on for more markets and more sports from tab.com.au.
The real winner tomorrow will be racing. Thank you, gents.
Good work. Nick Queen with us.